As you know, from time to time, I have often worked some of my stories from Boy Scouting into my homilies. And I have to tell you that I will not be here the next 2 weekends because I will be a priest chaplain at the National Jamboree of the Boy Scouts just south of Washington, D.C. It is the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts, and there will be probably 50,000 or more Scouts gathered for this big once every 4 years celebration. So I thought today I might try to work a little bit of Boy Scouts into my homily just to hold you over for the next 2 weeks or so. The thing I was thinking about, it has to do with the readings. I don't just throw Scouts in for nothing. It always has to do with the gospel. It's amazing how Scouts are very biblical. You see, I was thinking, you know the motto of the Boy Scouts, be prepared. Everybody knows that a Boy Scout is supposed to be prepared. But if you think about it, when we go camping, for instance, you have to decide, what does it mean to be prepared? The founder of the Boy Scouts deliberately left that vague. He doesn't say be prepared for what, just be prepared. So if you're going to go camping, you have to decide, what do I need to be prepared? Well, one of the great things about Scouts is oftentimes we go backpacking, which means it all has to go on your back and you're going to carry it, maybe for 2 weeks, through mountains. Well, all of a sudden being prepared might mean something different. Like, it might be nice to be prepared, like, I'd like to sit down. I think I'll strap a folding chair onto my back. Well, you can't do that if you're going to go backpacking. It might be prepared, but you might also just fall over because your pack's too heavy. You know, you have to make key choices. You might have a fire, but you can't just throw a fire extinguisher in your backpack, or that'll be way too heavy. You make these tough little choices. When I go backpacking, you know, when you get really good at it, you start to weigh everything. Because they say an ounce in the morning is a pound at night. And how true that is after you've gone up and down mountains for 2 weeks. Every little thing makes a big difference. So you get real crafty. Like, instead of saying, you look at your fork and your knife and your spoon all made of metal. You start to think, do I really need all that? What if I could get by with just a fork and a spoon? What if I even combined those into a spork? They make sporks. In fact, if you're really good, you get the spork that's made of special Lexan plastic, so it weighs almost nothing. You got your fork, your spoon, a little knife on the side, all plastic, weighs almost nothing. That's being prepared. That's when you're like advanced Boy Scout. And we need that, because that way we don't have to carry as much. If you think about it, there's lots of stuff we might like to bring with us, but in the end, being prepared means as much, you got to get rid of some of this stuff. In fact, with the Scouts, we have to tell them, bring your backpack. All right, now dump it all out. Yeah, just dump it all on the ground. And you look and you go through it. What's with the alarm clock? You don't need the alarm clock. It's too heavy. Get rid of it. All right, what's with the bag of M&Ms? It goes too. And you have to go through and get rid of all the extra stuff. So by the time you're actually ready to go hike up the mountain, you know, they've left half their stuff on the ground behind because you didn't really need it. I think something similar is going on in our gospel reading today. Martha and Mary, we know this story, and Martha tends to get a bad rap, I think, because it looks like Jesus criticizes her. But I think something deeper than that is going on. We have to look at what Jesus says to Martha. Jesus says to Martha, "You are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing." Need of only one thing, and yet Martha is worried about many things. In a lot of ways, I think Martha is a little bit like that inexperienced Boy Scout who maybe tries to throw everything in his backpack because you might need it. There are lots of things to be worried about. The good Scout, though, is able to pare all that down and say, what do I really need? In the gospel, Martha is the one who, amongst all the busyness, has said, Jesus is right here. That's the one thing that I need. Jesus says there is one thing needed, and Mary has found the most important thing, and she is able to cast aside all other cares at that moment to just be with Jesus. It's not that Martha is doing bad things. Serving and helping and entertainment and hospitality are all very important. We see in our first reading, Abraham goes out of his way to entertain the three visionaries that represent angels, the Trinity. He brings water and washes their feet. He gives them curds and milk and a steer. And hospitality is not bad. Nothing that Martha is doing is bad. It's just not the greatest good at that moment. If we look at our lives, where do we see that we, like Martha, are anxious and worried about many things? And is it truly the greatest good, the one thing necessary at this time? You know, I have to look at how busy we are today. If anything describes our society today, it's busy. We are doing tons and tons of things to fill up every minute of our day. I look even at our young people. How many times sports are constantly going on? When I was a kid, I thought I played every sport imaginable. But yet, I kind of tried to never play two sports at once. My mom kind of reined me in, say, you got to pick one, not two. And then I also just noticed that, you know, I never played sports on Sunday. I never had a practice on Sunday. I never had a game on a Sunday. Everybody just kind of knew Sunday is the Lord's Day. It's family day. We don't do sports on Sunday. But now look at where we've gone. We're playing sports so often that most of the time, if people come to confession and confess, well, I missed Mass. Well, why did you miss Mass? Well, I had a soccer game, or I had a volleyball game, or it wasn't even in this town, and we had to go someplace else. It's not that sports are bad. It's like Martha. It's good. Play sports. I loved it. I do all kinds of sports. I had all kinds of little trophies stacked up in my room. T-ball trophies everywhere. But in the end, was that the greatest good? I have to say that I recently got rid of all my T-ball trophies. I just didn't need them anymore. It seemed really important when I was like 5 years old. But now, I'll have all of heaven to sit around and show St. Peter my T-ball trophies if I need to. But they're just not that important. Imagine if we sacrificed the one thing necessary, God, for T-ball or volleyball or soccer. We've got to work together to take back our culture, to say, Sunday is the Lord's Day. That is the one thing necessary on this day, God and family. Or think about, for adults, just how busy we get with work. Originally, we thought, well, I work to provide for my family. And then it becomes so much that we work so much, we never see that family that we're trying to provide for. We get busy and busy, and we forget about the one thing necessary, our family, that we're trying to provide for. You know, I recently saw a study that shows that America is still the most productive nation in the world, yet compared to other nations, we work an average of about 60 hours a week now, whereas other nations work about 35. How busy we've become, and we forget the one thing necessary. St. Augustine was a saint who knew a lot about being busy. In fact, he spent a lot of his busyness sinning. He's running around all over the place trying to find the next great thing. And eventually he has a big conversion and he comes to realize, Lord, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. That's what we need to leave space for. Without God, the one thing necessary, we will run around to constant diversions, be it sports or work or anything, and it won't give us rest. We too often are like the scout that is just trying to throw everything in our pack because it's good. And in the end, we just end up falling over backwards and lying helplessly, flailing about under the weight of our pack. Can we pare that down a little bit? Can we do that shakedown of our life to say, what is really needed? Do we really need all this stuff that we're doing, keeping busy? And what is the one thing necessary? After we find the one thing, then we can fit everything else in around it. All that good stuff, sports and work and leisure, we need it all. But it's got to fit around the one thing. Augustine realized that. And so he said, for his life, his one supreme rule, there was only one rule: love God. That's the one thing necessary. He said, love God, and then do whatever you want. A good principle, hard to put into practice. If we put the love of God first, then we do whatever we want, and everything else falls into place. So let us do the hard work in our life to do that shakedown, kick out all the stuff we don't need, to find rest in God, the one thing necessary. Let us love God first, and then do whatever you want.